Hi, I'm Sasha Modelo, and this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business. From small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more, you will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in.
With that being said, let's meet today's guest, Leah Zimmerman, owner of Stepping Stool Coaching. Leah, how are you doing today?
Hi, doing very well, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I am a family business coach. So I market myself mostly to family businesses because it is in family businesses where they have the most difficult conversations that come up in the relationships between people and between the generations. And I help them move from frustrated, ready to pull their hair out, can't really move, get the other one to change, to where they're all on the same page and they're able to have conversation again and move forward. And that is the way I talk about what I do. What happens within that I actually do is I help people build their communication skills and step into more leadership.
But what does influential mean to you?
I love that question because first, it's what people tend to think leadership means. So I bet for a lot of listeners and for a lot of us, when we think of a leader, we're thinking of someone who has a certain title and position or someone who gives the directions and someone who's in charge. But I really like to think of leadership, and I'm not alone here in invoking leadership. It's more about the difference you make for other people. So I'm going to share with you a few of my favorite quotes that I think really get this point across. Frances Bray is a professor at Harvard University, and she has a book coming out. And she has a quote that leadership at its core is about making other people better as a result of your presence and making sure that the impact lasts in your absence. And I just love that because leadership is about helping make other people better and about what happens and how they sustain that and how they continue that when you're not there. John Maxwell was very known for his coaching in our country. He writes that leadership is not about titles, positions, or flowcharts. It's about one life influencing another. So I really like the word impact that Francis uses and the word influence that John uses, but it's Robin Sharma who puts them together. And I think this for me is more what I say it means to me is leadership is not about title or designation. It's about impact, influence, and inspiration. How do you impact, influence, and inspire people is what you are as a leader. And you can do that no matter what your position or title. And you can do that to the people who are below you in some status, people who are parallel to you, and people who are above you.
How can somebody influence somebody?
Being an influential leader, I think, has a few pieces to it. And it's really about how you show up. So it's a lot about the mindset you have. And how you do it has to do with your presence and how you communicate and how you tap into other people so that you move and inspire them. So if you come oriented to that it's about you, that's not going to be as strong as you become oriented to it's about the other person. So if you want to be influential, you're going to have an outward look towards other people. And you're going to be able to have more of what I call the lion pose as opposed to the kitten pose. Think of a new little kitten and the leader and how they're being really timid and careful. And think of the lion. And the lion doesn't need to prove who a lion is. The lion just is. Because the lion knows that the lion has that big roar. And he doesn't need to use it that often. So, or even the female lion who can just walk really softly. It's the presence of knowing who you are and being able to stand strong in that. And then I think you influence people when you have those things and can show up that way for other people in the way that you communicate with them. And the way that you listen, care about what they have to say. So communicate starts with the receiving piece. And then it's about the things that you can say. And then ultimately, it's about how you tap in to helping them be better, tapping into their strengths, the things that they do, how to help them step up and be successful. And when someone helps you to be successful, you really respect them and you really care about what they have to say because you found that investing time with them really helps benefit you with where you want to go. And that is the key of what it means to be influential. Is when somebody really thinks it's worthwhile and worth their time to invest in spending time with you and in what you say and how you can support them.
How can they become a better leader? How can they elevate their leadership?
I think the first thing you do is to reflect on yourself. You have to be willing to see yourself in the mirror. And you either can take stock of where you think you are along some of these things. Do you have the mindset of a leader, or do you have mindset of someone who needs to prove that they're a leader? They're really different things. Do you have the mindset of somebody who's trying to become a leader, or do you already believe in who you already are and what you already have the power to do? These are things you can kind of inventory within yourself. Your presence, your emotional intelligence is really key in leadership, really being able to understand people. Because if you understand, empathize with people, you're going to be better at being able to help communicate with them in a way that's meaningful to them. Because what you have to communicate is not about what you need to say, but it's about what's going to help them to do something different or to step up. So look at where you are along those things: your mindset, your presence, your emotional intelligence, your which is your self-awareness, your understanding of people's emotions and how what they're really meaning when they say things, your communication, how you listen, how you ask for things, and how you move and inspire people. But another way to do it is when you feel angry and frustrated, look in the mirror, because every time you're upset with somebody else and you think they could be doing it, they should be doing it, there's something you can do more. And the way to become a better leader is to discover what's stopping you. What is that thing that you could do more that might influence them that you're afraid to do? And it may be just even starting to turn, I call it the movie camera. When we go out as if our movie camera is all on us, how am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing? Am I doing good? Are they listening to me? Do they care about what I have to say? Do they seem paying attention? We're not making a difference. We can turn that movie camera around and say, how's this person doing in their movie? I've got the camera on them. What's going on? What are they thinking? What are they saying? And how do I say the thing that's going to be meaningful to them right there? That's the first thing. So if you're blaming other people and you're finding upset with other people, you got to turn that camera around. What's going on for them? How can you step in and help them? What can you do? What do you have the power to do that will influence them and inspire them to step up? And that place of what you'll discover to do that turnaround is a lot of vulnerability. And becoming a better and more influential leader is stepping in to the discomfort of that visibility, or of that, who am I to say this kind of thing to somebody? Who do I think I am trying to talk like I'm an inspiring person? Is doing it and being it without trying to prove it. So we have two kind of ends of the spectrum of what often happens in leadership. We have the, I can show you what kind of a leader I am, and I'm going to say the really inspiring things, and don't you love that, and isn't that great? Kind of a leader. I'm exaggerating to try and help evoke some sense of familiarity. And the other is that they're going to listen to what I say, right? You guys got it. Now you know what I'm doing? Yeah. One is that I'm overstating it, and the other is I'm trying to show it. And you might not see those on the outside, but you kind of see those things on the inside. I know how to read them when they're going on. From the outside, depending on what's happening from the inside. It's really being able to just stand in being where you are and just know. And I sometimes, when I'm working with clients, will evoke the sense of a mountain. The mountain doesn't need to prove anything. The mountain just stands. The mountain is a leader. It influences everything around it by just being there. We can't just move it out of our way. We have to work with it. It's there. And just being there and being present and knowing who we are and what we have to say and what we have to offer without working hard at it, but embodying it. That's the next step. And there's always a next step. There's always the next place in leadership to step in a little bit more into the relationship, into the way that you communicate with somebody, and into that visibility with that same sense of confidence. And that's where the lion, I bring in that lion image again. The mountain, the lion, it just embodies the presence of a leader.
If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to give us a rating. It really does help out the channel.